If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We got a tweet earlier on. Remember this tweet from Izwini talking about one of his favorite storytellers being Tumelo. We're going to talk about this handle that you have on Twitter. But Tumelo reached out to us, and I'm actually such a great honor that, you know, we have you on the show. Hi, Tumelo. How are you? Tumelo, can you hear me?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. There we go. Sis Tumelo, please talk to me about your history storytelling. Who was the people in your life that actually inspired you to also become a storyteller and, you know, just gave you such great memories in terms of stories?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I grew up in an era where, you know, I think entertainment largely happened either with us playing outside,
yes,
or us sitting around the fire and listening to what we call the sumo in Sesotho being told to us. So my grandmother, you know, I mean, she was a storyteller. Even the people around, like my aunts, they also told stories.
Yeah.
So they kind of like are my early exposure to storytelling. And then also with the school that we went to, our teacher used to encourage this. We had, I'll call it a period, but I think maybe at the time it was just an impromptu thing that she would do sometimes where we wouldn't have any lessons. All that would happen is we take turns telling, you know, fables that we knew.
Yeah.
And so because the school was kind of like a bilingual school, we were a very small village. So there was Makosa and Abesutu speakers. So
yes,
we would hear the stories told in isiXhosa and in Sesotho.
Amazing.
So that kind of like, you know, enriched and exposed me to even more stories, you know, that maybe from my own home I might not have known about.
Yeah.
I was raised in by Basotho, so that really is my story, I guess, of storytelling and when it started.
And I love that you've actually passed it on, because I mean, just from hearing it, you know, from an oral medium, you've now transferred it into a written medium, being that, you know, you are an author and you also are passionate about the language of Sesotho, which is actually really, really incredible.
Yes. No, I mean, the thing with storytelling or with language itself is that it holds so much richness. It holds our
history.
It holds our way of life, or at least the way of life that happened when people who lived before us were living. So I'm somebody who loves languages, just I guess in general I just love languages, and as I was learning about them, as I was understanding,
yeah,
just the power that they have, you know, I realized that I definitely did not want my language to go down like the other languages that I read about. Because I came across, I don't know whether it was an article or something, that was saying that there were certain, you know, languages that had gone extinct because people who used to speak them were not there anymore. And there was no codification whatsoever of those languages. And I found that very sad. So I was like, I definitely don't want that to happen to my language. I wanted to keep living even, you know, centuries beyond
absolutely
me having touched.
Absolutely. So today is World Read Aloud Day, and I hear that you are holding a Twitter space today. So tell me about what's going to be happening there and also how people can join in as well.
Oh, okay. So what I've done is since finding out about World Read Aloud Day about 3 years ago, I've been doing that. So what I do is I just read aloud. I record myself reading aloud. Well, that was before the Spaces era. I'd record myself reading aloud, and then I'd share that recording on my social media platform so that others can enjoy, you know, listening. Because I love being read to as much as I love reading to others. And I think, or at least I'd like to believe that, you know, it engenders a certain, you know, increased interest in reading and stories when you listen to someone else, you know, reading and telling stories. So I like that very much. And I decided that, well, this year we've got spaces, so I can actually, instead of recording something and then uploading it,
have
it live. Just open a space.
Yes.
And then I can share my own writing and also invite others who would like to share to do so. And I am holding it during the time of day where children will be out of school.
Nice.
So they should be around and they should be able to listen. So for me, the main thing is that those who come and share, mm-hmm. they come and share stories that children can be able to listen to, mm-hmm. that parents would not worry about.
Absolutely.
You know, their children being exposed to inappropriate content.
Yeah.
So my story is very much a story that can be enjoyed by both children and adults.
I love that. 4 p.m. it is going down. Austumele Moleleke, storyteller and author, holding a space just about reading aloud and also telling her stories. Really the new generation and custodians of storytellers in our country. So go and make sure to join that as well.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.